Hello folks, Margaret here, living at a very different level. No, that's not so odd as it sounds. Last weekend, the 26th and 27th of March, I moved from my studio flat on the ground floor to a bigger flat on the first floor of Perryfield House where I live. Numbers 10 and 11 had been vacated, these are on the first floor, at the same time. And I suddenly wondered if, now I am less active and at home more, I might get a chance to move into what is a one-bedroom and a much larger flat with, important to me, a balcony with space for my pots as well as long containers already installed. I asked the warden. She referred me to the housing officer. And I also phoned the housing officer, and she or flat would be far more suitable. So here I am, still losing things and wondering where I put something down, but glorying in the space, the light and the air. I couldn't tell you anything before. I didn't even know last time I taped to you. Of course, I chose a weekend when the amazing spring weather suddenly plummeted to very icy winds, really northern ones. But I have heaters, I had help, wonderful people helping me, and I'm just waiting for the sunshine to reveal all that is good. Instead of a brick wall, I can see trees and bushes from the sitting room window and a different angle from the bedroom. I threw lots of rubbish away. I took endless trips with my four-wheel trolley to the Heart Foundation shop and one of the other charities, and had the keys of my new flat on Tuesday, March the 21st. Was I excited? It didn't seem possible. The flat had carpet, curtains, and is charming. I knew the previous owner well. She was over 90 and had been taken to hospital, where she died in January. She was such a happy, cheerful lady, although practically housebound for quite a long time. And I was glad to feel the aura of her cheerfulness still about. And I think of her ever so much, quite often. Of course, it must look very different now. In fact, it's wonderful to have space. A door opens out onto the balcony from my sitting room, and I have my white plant stand already installed at the end on my left, which is at the end of the building of the flat. Two concrete containers, about 9 foot long and a foot wide, are along the outer rail of the balcony, and one is yellow with daffodils, planted by dear Ruby's grandson, while there are tulips growing in the second container, which is opposite my long bedroom windows. There are spaces in between, and it's quite a wide balcony too, so Maureen got to work on Monday, after I'd moved in. She got to work Monday bringing up the pots from my garden, which are placed at strategic positions. The gardener and his family, they moved me in on the Sunday morning, and Jo, my daughter, came over and helped me get everything sorted out and books and things put away and all kinds of things she did for me in the afternoon. So I did get some help, but it was exhausting.